You sure you understand that much so far?
Oh, yeah.
Good. How far from A to B? Whole or half?
Whole.
That's right. So that would be on fret what?
Fret 7.
Good job. Now, B to C, is it whole or half?
Half.
That's right. So what fret is C? What fret? Fret?
8.
You got it. C to D, how far? Whole or half?
C to D.
So you're at fret 8. You're on C. To get to D, how far? Whole or half?
Whole, so.
Yep. And what fret is that?
We were at fret 8.
Yeah.
So, fret 10.
That's exactly right. And then, how far from D to E? Whole or half?
Whole.
Good.
So we're at...
Yep. Good job. Good job. And then we landed back on E. Notice that we ended up where we started,
yeah,
at the 12th fret. And now I'm going to tell you a secret about why the guitar has... You ever wonder why it has 2 frets at the 12th fret? I mean,
because
2 dots?
That's the same note as the string.
That's right. That's where everything starts to repeat. So I told you before, Eddie Ate Dynamite, Goodbye Eddie, right?
Yeah.
So the name of the 5th string, the...
Yeah.
Right, is what?
A.
That's right. So what about if you put your finger on the 5th string, 12th fret? What's the name of that note?
A.
That's exactly right. It's just a different A. Exactly right. So what about, I'm going to test you now, see if you've been paying attention. What about 3rd string, 12th fret? Press hard with that finger.
G.
That's exactly right. Because from the 6th string, I'm just repeating for people, from the 6th string it goes Eddie, 8, Dynamite, Goodbye, Eddie. 6th string is the thickest one, the one closest to your face. Okay? So Max did 6 is E, 5 is A, 4 is D, 3 is G, and he went to the 12th fret and he realized everything repeats there. And that's how you do it. But let me, this is how, I'm not going to go through a huge thing about how you can learn all the notes on the guitar, but you really can. If you're at G right there, 12th fret, 3rd string,
yeah,
and you know that F is down a whole step from G.
Yeah.
Or I should have asked you on your keyboard, how far is F from G? I already told you.
A hole.
Down a hole, right? If you're at G and you want to,
yeah,
get to F, you have to go down how many frets?
2.
So where's F on that string? That's exactly right. So he's at 3rd string, 10th fret, and there's an F. It's just because everything's relative to each other. Now, I want to just finish. We're going to finish this in a minute and have you play a E major scale, okay? So bear with me. We're still going to go back to our E major scale example. I digressed for a minute about the notes on the guitar and how they're laid out. Now you understand a little bit about it,
yeah,
too. You should explore that on your primary instrument, which is violin. You know, how the notes relate to each other, you know? So rather than just, like, you're learning to read right now, rather than learning, okay, well, when I do an F sharp, I don't know how you do it, like, it's, you know, it's D4 or whatever you say in violin language.
Don't judge me.
No, I'm just saying. But now you won't have to, you'll see it how it lays out. So let's go back to our example of the key of E, playing E. That's note 1. Why? Because we said an E major scale and it's got a,
yeah,
first note has to be E. You want the second note, how far up from the first note do we have to go, whole or half?
2. Whole.
Yep. And so what's the name of that note?
F.
No.
Sharp.
F sharp, that's right. And we're at
F.
Fret. Yep, yep.
Sharp.
And we're at fret what?
2.
Yep. How far do we have to go to 3? Look on your diagram.
2.
Yep.
Frets a whole step.
Yep, and play it. Yeah, and I'll give you a hint. If it doesn't sound like do re mi, then something's got to be wrong. Do all 3 notes so far. Do re mi. Good. How far to 4? You're at the 3rd note. Whole or half?
Half step.
Half step. That's right. So we're at fret 5 now. And what's the name of the note?
Fret 5, the name of the note is A.
Well, yeah, it has to be A because you went a whole half step up,
yeah,
from G sharp. We're just reading what you had already wrote. Now you're at note 4. How far to note 5? Whole or half?
Whole.
Yep. And you're at fret 7, and what's the name of the note?
B.
Yep. And then from 5 to 6, how far? Whole or half?
Whole.
Yep. Good. So you're at the ninth fret, and it's C sharp, and it's the sixth note in the E major scale. Now you want seventh note. How far? Whole or half?
Whole.
Yeah. Yeah. D sharp.
D sharp.
And then
a half step, which makes it E.
Yes. Well done. Well done. So I want you to play that backwards. Go start at the 12th fret and see if you can keep your plays. Well done, buddy. Now I'm going to tell you a trick on how to memorize that. In the same way that E to F and B to C was a half step.
Yeah.
For any major key, any major scale, between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 is a half step.
Yeah.
Everything else is a whole step. So if you memorize that, 3 to 4 and 7 and 8 are the half steps,
three,
one fret.
3, 4, 7, 8.
Then you can make a major scale anywhere. All right? We're going to try it on the A string.
Okay.
All right. So between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 is a half step. So start on it. We're going to play an A major scale, and I'm gonna help you through it. Now wait. Okay, good. So, but just narrate what you're doing for the benefit of other students. So play A, the fifth string open. How far to 2?
2 frets, so.
How far to 3? Say it like 1 or 2 frets.
2.
Yeah. Actually, let's use whole or half. So go back to A. Yep. How far to 2?
Whole step.
2 frets, right? And then how far from 2 to 3?
Whole 2 frets.
Yep. How far from 3 to 4?
Half step.
Good. That's right. That's right. How far from 4 to 5?
Whole step.
2 frets, right? How far from 5 to 6?
Half step.
Nope. That's not right.
No.
5 to 6 is a whole.
Whole step.
6 to 7 is also whole. And 7 to 8
half step.
Is the half step. That's right. So he ended up at the 12th fret. So go backwards now. And as you play, say the numbers of the notes. Say 8.
8, 7.
And play. Wait, go back and play.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
well 1. Well done. Well done. Well done. Now I'm going to finish this example and then we'll stop. This is great, Max. You've been a great volunteer. The last step is to actually name the notes that we just played in the key of A. Because you knew how to play it, but I want you to also name the notes. So we're going to write A here. So go back to your, you guys go back to your pen and pencil. I'm going to have you write it. We're going to start on A and name the notes that we just played on the guitar. The first note is A. How do we get from 1 to 2, whole or half?
Whole.
Yep, how far, what's the name of the note that's a whole step up from, you can use your piano diagram, or you can also play on the piano. So go to A.
A to B is a whole step.
So we had to go up a whole step, and we got from A to, what was the name of the note?
B.
Okay, so write a B over number 2. For the rest of you, make sure you write, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 somewhere else on a new page. And then underneath 1, write A. Underneath 2, write B. Now we got from 2. And then in between those, we put your formula, whole, half, whole, half, in between. Sorry. Whole, half, whole, half, in between each number. So we remind us how far to go, which Max already has. We're using the same diagram we used for E. We're just writing the notes of A underneath it. Or above it in this case. So we're at B, the second note of A. We have to get to 3. How far? Whole or half?
Whole.
Yep. And what's the name of the note?
C.
Incorrect.
No. C sharp.
That's right. Why is it B to C sharp?
Because B to C is a half step. So you need another half step to make that a whole step.
Correct. Good job. So we're at A, B, C sharp.
Yep.
If you want, check on your keyboard. Make sure it sounds like a major scale. Good job. Or on the guitar, it would be frets open. On the fifth string, it would be open, 2, and 4. Okay, keep going.